This is the Grain Farmers Ontario Market Trends Commentary for April and May of 2024. It is that time of year. Across the great North American Corn Belt, farmers are in the fields, or at least getting ready to plant their crops when the weather cooperates. What was a very mild winter has turned into a wetter, colder start for getting on the land in the last few weeks. However, as always, this will change and farmers everywhere will be hitting this auto-steer button on the long road to payday very soon. Weather will always be our litmus test. Markets continue to boil amid all their activity. The USDA checked in with their latest WASDE report April 11th. On April 11th, the USDA dropped corn ending stocks slightly by 50 million bushels to 2.122 billion bushels. This was slightly higher than the trade estimated earlier. In fact, it is the highest in the last 5 years. There had been some expectation that the Brazilian corn crop estimate would be dropped, but this did not happen, with the USDA estimating 124 million metric tons, or 4.88 billion bushels. Argentinian corn production was dropped slightly by 1 million metric tons to 55 million metric tons, or 2.16 billion bushels. Corn futures lost ground on the day. On the soybean side of the ledger, the USDA actually increased soybean ending stocks to 340 million bushels, which was above the trade expectation. There had been a season-long expectation the Brazilian soybean estimate would be lower, but once again, this did not happen. USDA came in with a robust 155 million metric tons, or 5.69 billion bushels. This is in contrast to the Brazilian crop rating agency CONAB, which is estimating 146.5 million metric tons. It's consternating, the difference, as it represents 312 million bushels, which is almost as high as the U.S. ending stocks number. Soybean futures, too, retreated on the day with all this big supply so apparent. Changes in the wheat market were negligible, with world ending stocks changing slightly up to 258.6 million metric tons. On April 6, corn, soybeans, and wheat futures were lower than the last market trends report. May 2024 corn futures were at 4.33 a bushel. The May 2024 soybean futures stood at 11.50 a bushel. The May 2024 Chicago wheat futures closed at $5.50 a bushel. The Minneapolis May 2024 wheat futures closed at 6.47 a bushel, with a September 2024 contract closing at 6.62 a bushel. Nearby oil futures as of April 19th closed at $83.14 a barrel, about the same as nearby futures recorded in the last market trends report, of $83.17 a barrel. The average price for U.S. ethanol in the U.S. was $2.07, slightly above the $2.05 a U.S. gallon recorded in the last market trends report. And the Canadian dollar noon rate on April 19th, 2024, was 0.7274 U.S., down versus the 0.7387 U.S. reported here in the last market trends report. The Bank of Canada's lending rate remained at 5%. Now in Ontario, we are ready to go as of April the 20th across the province. However, constant rain and wet weather has hampered any early birds from getting out and planting corn. Needs to say, as we head into the end of April, corn planting always ramps up across Ontario. Producers will be looking for an extended period of dry weather headed into May to get things in the ground. This wet weather has hindered to some extent the application of nitrogen on our winter wheat acres. As usual, it will get done, and then the crop is looking good. Basis levels tell a story for Ontario grains. The old crop corn basis has not changed hardly at all from our last market trends report. However, new crop values have increased slightly, reflecting this continuing trend where new crop is the leader, way over old crop basis values. There is simply a lot of corn in Ontario, but it is competitive going into Northern Europe versus French and American corn. Even though there is a big supply of Ontario corn, fairly robust demand will mean we don't need any corn crop problems this summer. These markets are hard fought to get, and we need to maintain them. The soybean basis has increased since the last market trends report and reflects a drop in the Canadian dollar into the 72-cent U.S. level. Like corn, the new crop basis has held up well against the old crop basis. Producers will have to be increasingly cognizant of this as we move forward in both soybeans and wheat, as foreign exchange impacts our cash prices much more so than Ontario corn prices. Of course, as we move into late spring, our basis values will be affected by the number of acres planted this spring in Ontario. And you can check out all our Ontario cash grain prices by going to the marketing section of our website. Now, the bottom line is, it's all getting to be a bit of a long story, listening to any grain narrative in the greater agricultural hinterland, and you will hear the story of how low prices and burdensome grain stocks. There's also lots of competition from many other places. However, keep in mind, in this agriculture grain price world, it is always fluid. The conditions that set grain prices are constantly moving. Yes, sometimes grain prices take the escalator up and the elevator down. Needless to say, hopefully it'll be a steeper escalator. There will be grain marketing opportunities in 2024. The key will be to capture these opportunities. Now, some of that opportunity may come in the month of May. It is true that we've been in a sharply sideways to lower trajectory on grain prices for quite some time now. However, May represents a time when planters are in the field and things can go wrong. It is also a time when the trading algorithms are trained to hone in on any weather anomalies in the greater American Corn Belt. It could easily lead to some big price volatility in the month of May. Of course, we know that June and July are often give seasonal highs in corn and soybeans. Have those standing resting orders for grain ready. In these pages over the years, there has always been geopolitical risk on the table with regard to grain prices moving forward. Russia and Ukraine provided quintessential examples of that a couple of years ago when the war started. Grain prices exploded, and this white-hot war continues, but of course there is also the war going on in the Middle East, as well as live fire between Israel and Iran. This geopolitical noise will continue to be the wild card in grain prices moving forward. It has become so dialed in, it's easy to often forget that. Now, besides geopolitics, weather will continue to be the proverbial wild card that affects our prices. At the present time in Brazil, about 90% of the soybean crop has been harvested, with the remaining 10% being challenged by too much moisture in southern Brazil. It's a double-edged sword because the moisture has benefited the safrinha corn crop, even though dry weather is predicted to impact it negatively in the next 2 weeks. On top of that, in Argentina, 77% of their soybeans are rated fair to excellent, but as of April 19th, only 14% of the crop has been harvested. There is still some South American production risk ahead. Now for corn prices are at a 31-month low, which isn't good for any farmer psyche. There are differences between old crop and new crop, but still, we are where we are. Some might develop a strategy to sell on strength in the market, and that might come in momentarily, but that has been far and in between. How will strengthening in the market happen at this point? Well, some might point to the problems with weather and getting their crop planted. However, keep in mind that in the past, we have seen how fast a crop can go in, and especially with all the new technology available in the market today. Now, as of now, it looks like there are no problems ahead, and this crop is going to get planted in short order. The December 2024 corn contract is currently priced at 12.75 cents below the March 2025 contract, which is a bearish indication of new crop corn demand. Seasonally, we know that corn prices tend to peak in early June and bottom out in early October, and the December 2024 futures contract is at the 33rd percentile of the past five-year price distribution range. Now for soybeans, the nearby soybean contract has had a very hard time getting above the 50-day moving average, which serves as a benchmark for the funds continuing their short position. Sure, there are other reasons, but if the nearby could get above the 50-day average and show signs of improving, you would give the non-commercial demand players reason to cover the shorts and send this market higher. As it is, that's a slow boat to row. It is no secret that soybean prices have declined, with the May contract closing down just under 30 cents lower from Tuesday to Tuesday in the week ending April 20th. The July contract was down 27¾ cents in the same time frame. This is happening in a fundamental environment where American soybean shipments are 95 million bushels short of the pace projected for total shipments in this marketing year. The November 2024 soybean contract is currently priced 11.5 cents below the March 2025 contract, which is considered neutral to bearish for new crop beans. Seasonally, soybean prices tend to peak in early July and bottom out in early October. The November 2024 soybean contract is currently at the 45th percentile of the past five-year price distribution range. Now for wheat, we continue in the classic mode where there's too much wheat everywhere, even though ending stocks are lower in many countries. In fact, hopefully we're at the end of the two-year trend in wheat prices. There's got to be some sunshine somewhere. However, wheat continues to come out of the Black Sea amid all the war tension, and this tends to continue to put a cap on rallies in the wheat market. Western European farmers are also not happy about the amount of wheat and other grains that are being transported into their areas. This wheat market needs some very fresh news. And there will be less wheat in Ontario this year, mainly because there are less acres than the year before. Of course, we also do not know how the crop is going to fare with spring and summer weather ahead of us. As it is now, the good thing is the crop does look good and there probably will not be much abandonment from overwinter and early spring. Amid all the gloom in grain futures prices, the Canadian dollar continues to provide stimulus to Ontario and Quebec cash grains prices fluttering in the 0.7274 cent level U.S. There are some analysts who are quite bearish the Canadian dollar, even talking about it going down in the 60 cent level. There are always people that say worse. However, it is fiction to delve in that debate as the Canadian dollar is a thinly traded currency on world currency markets. The bottom line for Ontario farmers to realize is its value is critical to our cash grain marketing. The optics of a lower dollar means higher cash grain prices, and the optics of a much higher dollar would likely mean lower cash grain prices. This remains a default, and as we go through the rest of the year, marketing decisions must be focused on both the Canadian dollar and grain futures values. In the United States, the Environmental Protection Agency has approved summer sales of E15 fuel in 2024. This announcement came after an earlier February announcement where summer E15 sales will also be permitted in 2025. Bottom line from an American farmer perspective is it helps maintain ethanol demand for corn. At the same time, the new Canadian federal budget did earmark funds to enhance Canadian biofuel production. In the current grain price environment, it's all good to see these initiatives which may enhance grain demand. Now, as we move ahead, price volatility will surely become more of a thing as the weather warms up across the great North American Corn Belt. It is no secret that non-commercial demand for grain has been adding to short positions on all three grains after recounting several times over the last few weeks. In other words, even the algorithms are a little bit nervous about this position. But needless to say, they will have specific benchmarks dialed into them as we go into the planting season. Expect big volatility in the next several weeks. A good way to counter this price volatility will be to have standing resting marketing orders set at your local elevator or regional end user. These needs to be measured and be recalibrated every so often and documented thoroughly. However, it does represent the opportunity to capture marketing opportunities in the heat of the battle during planting season. Markets never get tired. They are constantly fluid and show no mercy. The challenge for Ontario farmers is to continue to measure all of these marketing factors as they get set to push the auto steer button. There surely will be many challenges to getting the 2.1 million acres of corn and 3 million acres of soybeans in the ground this spring in Ontario. Along the way, we will certainly see gyrations in grain futures prices in the Canadian dollar. Of course, who knows what weather anomalies will strike at the same time. Key is daily market intelligence. There will be many marketing opportunities ahead. This has been the Grain Farmers of Ontario Market Trends Commentary for April and May of 2024. I'm Philip Shaw.